Simon & Schuster Audio presents John Lewis, A Life, by David Greenberg. Read by David Sadzin.
To Robert Greenberg, 1934 to 2024, who instilled in his children a belief in equal rights for all. To Suzanne, Leo, and Liza, and to the men and women of the civil rights movement. Part 1. Protest, 1940 to 1968. Chapter 1. The Boy from Troy. As a child, John Lewis stood out among his siblings for his love of reading. It was always kind of a peculiar boy, his father, Eddie, said in a 1969 interview. Now, you take a lot of times when the children would all be playing, he got some kind of book, and he would be messing with that book, reading or doing something with it. One of John's sisters, Ethel May, known as Mimi, echoed her father's observations. He mostly read, and he loved to go to school, she said. He'd pick up anything that he got to read. Just a history book or something maybe my sister had when she was going to school. An uncle, who was a school principal, gave John volumes of Robert Louis Stevenson and Charles Dickens to read, along with biographies of famous black figures like George Washington Carver and Joe Louis. Booker T. Washington was a favorite. In later years, Washington's reputation would suffer as his philosophy of black self-improvement fell from favor among intellectuals, but Louis remained an admirer. After the Bible, he told a reporter in 1961, my favorite book is Up from Slavery, Washington's classic autobiography. Then there was poetry. He had a poem that he would recite, recalled Ethel May. I don't know the name of it, but it began, out of the night that covers me. When my mama and daddy would go to town or something and leave us all here, then he would start. The poem was Invictus, a Victorian verse by William Ernest Henley, whose words eerily presaged Lewis's trials later in life. John would recite its lines around the house. Out of the night that covers me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?